Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice.
The following audio clip is a consultation with Ethel, who has peripheral vascular disease.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Thank you. I was here a month ago. Mm-hmm. I think a Dr. Walker.
Okay.
She sent me for an x-ray because I still had that cough.
Yeah.
And she sent me, I had to come back and have some tests done on my legs, and then she sent me to the clinic at Sunderland.
Hmm.
So I'm still waiting the word back. I had some kind of, with a gel on.
Oh, an ultrasound scan. Yeah, okay.
But I never rang in about me and x-ray.
Okay.
Because I thought, well, you would have gone in touch if there was anything.
Probably. Okay. All right, so you're here to check on the result of your chest x-ray. How are you doing?
My cough is a lot better. I'm just, you know, like odd times now. But she did increase me lansoprazole because she thought it might have been acid coming up.
Ah, okay.
And it, as it did improve after that.
So with coming back today, what were the main things that you wanted me to help you with today? You're back. Okay, tell me a bit more.
It doesn't matter what I do. If I'm not sitting or lying, it's aching. And then when I get up to do something, it really starts to niggle and then gets worse, and then I've got to go and sit down.
Okay, so it's stopping you from doing things, from the sound of things.
Yeah.
How long's that all that been going on for now?
That was one of the things I told Dr. Walker about.
Well, it was actually Dr. El Khatib that you saw.
Oh, sorry.
But yes, okay. So, and how far did you get with exploring that problem?
She said she was going to wait to see what the results was with my legs.
Okay. So that ultrasound of your legs was reassuring from the point of view of a clot, was it?
Yeah, I think so, something. She said she couldn't get nothing in my left foot.
Ah, so your circulation's poor there, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did she send the results through to me? Let's have a look.
I have no idea.
Okay. So she just did your both legs or just
She
one?
Did both legs, right from the top to the bottom. Everything else she was all right with except the, she said the left leg.
And that was done at the hospital?
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Okay, so this back pain and the leg investigations, and did you have anything else done apart from the x-ray of your chest?
No.
No, just that. So this trouble with both of your legs has been going on for how long in total?
Quite a while, my legs.
Months, weeks, years?
No, not years. Months. Okay. Been a bit better this last few weeks, simply that I haven't been going out as much.
Yeah.
I've been really...
But it's been cramping your style, hasn't it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's been stopping me going out, really.
Hmm. What was your worst fear with all of this?
That I wouldn't get back.
Okay.
You know, you get so far.
Yeah.
And it's all right if you're somebody there, but if you were, like...
How far can you get on the flat at the moment?
I can walk to the bottom of our street and then the pain start. Well,
so
the ache.
About 400 yards,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay. And when you stop, it improves, does it?
Yeah. Ah. If I sit, stand beside the wall, it'll ease off a bit and then I'll go the rest of the way.
Okay, going along with that, we know that you've got diabetes.
Yeah.
You've had no chest pain, no angina, never had a heart attack or anything like that. Okay. And your kidneys have been okay, haven't they?
Yeah.
So we're not aware of any angina. We're not aware of you previously having had problems with the circulation in your legs, but it sounds like you're getting low back pain and leg pain when you walk,
Yeah, that's right.
So that makes the pain worse in your back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You're sleeping okay?
Yes, I'm sleeping okay.
Your weight's okay? Your diabetes is all right at the moment,
yes,
is it?
At the moment I'm not too bad at all. I haven't had any hypos for since the last time I was at the hospital.
And it's type 1 diabetes that you've got and no hypos at the moment. Your blood sugars are doing okay.
Yeah.
So mostly exploring probably your circulation at the moment, aren't we? Let's just see if we've got anything from that investigation. All right, so you were seen by the vascular nurse because of your circulation, and she does feel that you've got a problem with the circulation in your legs and that she'd like to help you with that. and explore that with you further. Well, that's really helpful to understand a bit more.
Yeah.
Your blood pressure at the time was a little bit above where it would ideally have been, but the circulation in your legs is not perfect, and there seems to be a bit of a narrowing there. Okay, well, let's explore that a little bit further, if that's okay. Can I just check? You've got no ulcers on your feet?
No. She said about the either fluid or swollen ankles.
Yeah.
That's the only thing she really said to me.
And that's normal for you, is it?
It has been for the last few years, but I've started...
And that hasn't changed recently at all? Okay, that's helpful. You shouldn't be using support stockings without specialist support. So... sometimes we recommend for people that have got problems with their veins, support stockings. But if we give you support stockings that are too tight, they'll stop the arteries from working.
I think the last time, it was a while back, you gave me some stockings because of the swelling. And I couldn't wear them.
Couldn't tolerate them. Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Where they stopped there.
How long ago was that?
It would be 2 or 3 years ago. Seemed to stop my circulation. And when I took them off, the mark didn't go, should I say.
It took a few hours
to go off.
So you got slightly dodgy veins as well, and the circulation back from your legs is not great. Had we done a special blood pressure test comparing your arms and your legs at the time?
I think she did that when... Yeah, she had them on there and both on there, and I had them done here by one of your nurses.
Exactly. Okay. So that's the important thing. And usually we don't give people support stockings unless we can either feel their pulses in their feet really strongly, or we've done that special blood pressure test to make sure it's safe for you to use them. Okay, that's really helpful. Okay, so I think we've probably got a diagnosis here in terms of the cause of the symptoms. The question is what you're happy and comfortable to be doing. I gather that the vascular team, the blood vessel team, are going to be seeing you again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you what I'll help you with today, if that's okay with you. Did you have any particular things that you wanted me to do for you today related to that?
It was mainly me back and ask you about the tablet. Have I to stay on them 2 instead of 1? If so, I need some.
Okay. So just remind me on which tablets
Lansoprazole.
Lansoprazole.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're on. You now increase that to 30 a day.
2 a day.
Two of the 15s.
Yeah.
Well, you could either take 15 twice a day, or you could take 30 once a day. Which would you prefer?
Well, I'd prefer the one, really.
Yeah, okay. And you're getting your prescriptions for 2 months at a time, usually.
Yeah, usually.
Okay, even though you're on a lot of medication.
Yeah, I think you can take the nose sprays off.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to take off from your repeat prescription?
You've got 2 lots of needles. One's a 4 and one's a...
Which one do you want me to take off?
I get the 4. I think the 6. You can take that off.
Take the 6s off. How's about if you're having problems or have been having problems with heartburn, that we think about lifting the head of your bed to mean that you're going to be slightly propped up at night?
Yeah.
You might need a couple of bricks on the top of each bed post, underneath each bed post to lift that up. And that might help as well as the Lansoprazole. So I'll increase the Lansoprazole. We need to think about your future risk of blood vessel problems generally, if that's okay with you.
You know the machines you see advertised?
Yeah.
Where you put your feet on and it's supposed to help. Will that help?
Activity will help. Exercise will help.
Yeah.
Doing things with your muscles will help. If it encourages your legs to work more than they would work otherwise, then I'm all for them. But otherwise, depends what the machine does. If you've got a leaflet about it, then you could put it in for me and I'll have a look at it and give you an opinion if that would be helpful to you. All right.
I meant to bring it, actually.
Okay. So what do you already know about this blood vessel problem?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, okay. No. So you've got a problem called peripheral vascular disease. And the bottom line of it is it's linked with furring of arteries. Those furring of arteries are dangerous for you because it increases your risk of strokes and heart attacks.
Yeah.
But it also can be linked with other problems too. And it's clearly causing you, it's restricting how far you can walk before you have to stop and rest.
Yeah.
So in the first instance, I recommend that we make sure that you're on a blood thinner, like aspirin.
Yeah, I am.
But I know you're on aspirin at the moment, but it might be worthwhile swapping you to a tablet called clopidogrel, which works very much like aspirin, but might be slightly better at protecting you from strokes and, and heart attacks. So we'd probably put you on that if that's okay.
Yeah.
You've not tried that before.
Nope.
That's one thing. And the other thing is about your statin. You're on a statin called simvastatin at the moment.
Yeah.
And we might think about putting you on a slightly more potent statin, a slightly more strong statin that doesn't interact with the rest of your medication, called atorvastatin, which might be slightly better for you to protect you against strokes and heart attacks and help you avoid too much furring of your arteries.
Right.
But to be perfectly honest with you, neither of these is actually going to change your symptoms at the moment. And the only things that potentially might change your symptoms is a tablet that might open up your blood vessels a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But that tablet doesn't have any influence on your risk of heart attacks and strokes. So you might not want to prioritise that in the first instance.
Right.
So exercise is good for you. Keep on doing it. Stop, start, stop, start. Mm-hmm. That's really worthwhile. Mm-hmm. It's really worthwhile knowing to watch out for heart attacks and strokes. So if you did have a heart attack or a stroke, if you've got crushing pain in your chest, particularly with nausea, particularly with cold sweats, 999 if you're in any doubt, mm-hmm. just in case it's a heart attack. Or if you had a stroke, couldn't move the side of your face, can't speak, can't move your arm or your leg, 999, just in case that would be a stroke. That's worthwhile knowing about in the long-term future. In terms of blood vessel problems to your legs, the chances of you losing a leg is remote in the extreme. But it's worthwhile knowing if you're finding that your foot is really painful and cold, we've got to see you straight away.
Right.
Just to make sure the circulation hasn't blocked further. All right. Yeah. And if you're getting ulcers in your feet, or if a toe is going a funny colour, we need to see you urgently about those sorts of things too.
Right.
They're unlikely to happen, to be fair. Right. And there can sometimes be problems with kidneys related to this, and it's worthwhile just doing a blood test on a regular basis to keep an eye on your kidneys.
Right.
That's a bit of information for you. Do you want any more information today?
No,
about
not
it?
Really.
Is it worthwhile me giving you the name of this problem so that you can read a bit more about it yourself?
Yeah.
It's called peripheral vascular disease. What are the things that you're going to be watching out for in the future then?
Well, just as you say, if my feet are funny, which sometimes they are, as though they're a bit dead.
Yeah. If they're really painful and cold and pale, mm-hmm. let's see you straight away.
Yeah.
If you're getting ulcers on your feet, we need to see those urgently as well.
Right,
all right.
Right.
And you know how to look out for strokes and heart attacks.
Yeah.
So the important decisions that we've got to take in the next couple of weeks, really, or in the next month or so, is do we change your medication in terms of trying to protect you from heart attacks and strokes? What do you think?
Yeah.
So let's do that easy change, which is swapping aspirin to clopidogrel.
Yeah.
Take them after food once a day. They do slightly increase the risk of you bleeding from your stomach. So if you're getting persistent upper tummy pain or black tarry poo, I need to know about that sort of thing.
Right.
And if you're having an operation, you need to let the surgeon know that you're on something, okay? They'll know anyway, don't fret about this. And what should we do about the statin? I'm always a bit reluctant to change two things at the same time. But what you might want to do is to give me a call in a couple of weeks' time and say, look, I've been happy with this change.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead with the next change.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this is a long-term treatment to prevent strokes. And we're going to review the statin when we speak on the phone in a couple of weeks' time.
Right.
If you're finding this problem getting progressive and it's stopping you from even walking to the end of the street,
mm-hmm.
and you want to consider medication to open up your blood vessels, we can do that. So just give me a telephone call.
Okay.
But you might want to consider other options with the vascular team as to do we investigate this any further.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting to hear from them.
Great. Anything that you want clearing up?
No, I think that's...
So clear as mud.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So Tim's got prescriptions next door for you for the lansoprazole at the higher dose of the 30.
Yeah.
And to replace your aspirin, you're going to take clopidogrel, take that after food.
Right.
You're going to give me a call in a couple of weeks' time to let me know how you're getting and we'll explore the statin. So 2 weeks for the phone call.
Yeah.
2 weeks, Dr. Birrell, on the phone. Right. Monday through Thursday, I'll call you back.
Right. Thank you.
Great.
Let's hear it for our GP. Way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.